The numbers told the story, they all do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander here on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Kelly's behind the glass. Just want to read a few tweets here before we get to Billy because he's standing by for Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Brian M. B. Morianen said, my brother went to Vegas for the first time in October. He was staying at Resorts World and told me he was going to take a quick walk to Caesars. I texted his wife to warn her. It was a minimum 30-minute walk. Didn't believe. He took 45 minutes. Yeah, that happens to a lot of people here. That's for sure. Mike Alvarez. Hey, is imitating my my Charlie Murphy interview that I alluded to earlier when I asked Charlie about Eddie one too many times. He said, hey, Charlie, remember the time Eddie made Delirious? That was cool. Hey, Charlie, remember the time Eddie made those Beverly Hills Cop movies? Yeah, he was awesome at those. Hey, Charlie, how was it playing basketball against Prince? That's all the time we have. It's basically like that. Let's see. And this is from Sean's Fox Plays. The best bet of the night is one in the NBA and one in the W. He's got Fox over 9.5 rebounds and assists, De'Aaron Fox. Then the wagon, Kennedy Carter, over 15.5 points for the Aces. Thanks for the even money on Sinner. Hit Landaluce live at plus 550. Thanks for the EV on Sinner, pardon me. Hit Landaluce. Oh, nice. Landaluce live at plus 550. Well done on Martin Landaluce. And then Scotty Leisure Suit Kobe said, wow, thanks, Kelly. I didn't hear for Tita bought Caesars. So is Golden Nugget now Caesars? And are you able to bet Houston Rockets games there? I understand Caesars only bought Rampart Sports, so could South Point Sportsbook be Caesars Sportsbook one day? Something is up. Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's go.
I have too much to talk about.
Too much?
Yeah.
I saw you even tweeted about it.
Which I never normally do. I tweeted like four things I was going to talk about. So much for Unscripted.
Yeah.
I have so many things I want to talk about. First, shout out to Tony, who was outside, old school guy from New Hampshire, originally from New Hampshire, lives in Florida now, and he came down here to see me. He's outside. Really cool guy. Loves us. And another guy that I seen earlier, I got here about 8:30, about 8:25, and this guy came over to show me his craps sheets, and I asked if it was okay to talk about this. He showed me a random sampling. He kept score at the crap table. You know those guys that keep score.
Yeah.
I usually ask him what inning we're in when I see those kind of people. but keeping score, and he said, Bill, I just want to tell you, I've done this for years. The bubble craps, you know, the individual bubble craps that they have in the machine, you could sit down in the machine and play. They're right by the sports book here, too. Every casino has them. He said they're not random. It's not a random dice game. It's set to a casino pay table, whether it's 85 or 88%. And I had to tell him that's absolutely not true. I said, he has like 200,000 sampling of rolls that he's witnessed in his life. And he said, it's set to about 85%. I said, well, you have to really put it through a bigger simulation, you know, whether it's you can't just go by that. It sounds like a lot, 200,000 decisions. It's really not a lot, rolls of the dice. And of course they're not. And then I asked him, well, do you think blackjack and do you think that like the roulette, the digital roulette that you're playing, not digital, I'm sorry, there's an actual ball spinning in front of you. Do you think they're set to the casino? He said, yes. And I'm not making fun of him. It's just a misconception. People just think when you lose, you don't realize that, you know, that 1.41% on the crap pass line over time will eat you up, even though it's a very low household. Imagine playing a parlay at 20%, you know, or a World Series at 20%. Compared to 1.41, he thinks that this is bad and automatically decides in his mind that this can't be right. It's got to be I'm losing because of it's set to a casino pay table.
It's a confirmation bias thing.
Yeah. Very good wording.
Yeah.
So, very nice guy, and I asked him, I said, can I go over this on VSiN? And he said, sure. So, next thing is...
you want me to go through this list that you put out on Twitter? We got through these?
I don't have it in front of me. Is the World Series next?
Yes, so you said 20.5% rake and the first tournament in the World Series.
I took a photo of that. Yeah. So the okay, thank you. So the genius that I do the podcast with, John Orlando, thinks that that's not a big deal.
He loves you, John. He does.
So I'm going to read. I don't know who this person is. David Lappin. He is. He's at Poker Stars. He says, whoa, that first WSOP event is a $550 buy-in. $456 goes to the buy-in, and $93.50 goes to the house. So it's 20.5%. Add to that, and people out there that know poker, I don't know these poker terms. Add to that all the max late registrations. Mm-hmm. You get 10 big blinds with 65% of the field gone, sniping a 25% plus percentage ICM bump, whatever that means. I would think this guy knows. So Rex from the start, because they actually want to play the poker, are getting absolutely, okay, recreational player. I guess that means players from the start that want to play are absolutely getting wrecked playing poker at the World Series. Now,
but you bring up John because John is not bothered by this. John
he
Orlando.
Said yesterday it doesn't matter. Now,
yeah,
he may have a valid point as far as this goes. I may give him credit for this. He said, Bill, they're bringing people from all over the world into that building that you wouldn't get at a local tournament when you have 80, 90 people show up, 50 people, 100. They're bringing 20,000 people for this thing. Mm-hmm. So there may be a – I just think of old man Binion not charging any juice for the World Series Binion. Just to get people in the building. Or, you know, the World Series main event taking 5%. That's all gone now. It's a business. It's a big business. So big that I think last year it was sold for like $550 million to an outside company. And, you know, this David Lappin, DK Lappin is his name, is his follow. He says Party Poker charges 12.3 for their big tour Madrid main event. I'm not going to give these places credit, to be honest with you. Another one that charges 13%. So to charge 20.5% for the opening tournament, people don't care, though. They don't care. They're coming in. Matter of fact, when the show was over yesterday, John and his friend were going in for going in to buy in again the next day.
We talk about that with sports betting. Like you can talk about parlays and all this until we're blue in the face.
Yes.
People still going to do them.
Yeah, and there is part of me that says, okay, these are 4-hour events, 3-hour events where, as far as sports goes. You know, maybe it's slow. Like if you're playing craps or one of the other games that are lower house, blackjack, because it's so fast and you're playing so fast, so many hands, maybe in the end your ROI is worse on the blackjack because you're playing so much volume. Then I don't know. I'm not trying to say. All I'm saying is just bet a straight bet, 4.5% edge compared to a parlay, a double-digit edge. That's all. And the poker players may actually take like a little bit back and say, hey, Bill, you could just write in the comments if you want. I really don't read them much. But if someone points something out to me, I'll read it. And, I don't think that that's a good gamble sitting there. And especially this is like a speed tournament. I just seen 10 big blinds. If you buy in late, I just think it's a giant, giant, giant. And now Fez just texted. And see, he knows more than me because I don't know poker. Yeah. Fez said the guys who enter late get a huge edge. Now, see, I don't know why because I don't play poker tournaments. Now, maybe it's because they get in and they could just fire and then rebuy again and try to double and triple up and then fire again. You know what I mean?
We'll get Fez to clarify either today or tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
So there's that. You said bubble crap set to 88%. Come on. We already addressed that. 90% tax deduction on wins being so ambiguous.
Boy, this may need more than 2 minutes and change, but let's see if we can get it in. All right. So the deduction, a new tax rule.
Yeah.
I have a gaming accountant, and my accountant actually has written letters to the IRS to let him explain more of this. They can't. They actually can't explain to him what it is because they don't know exactly.
They don't know.
No, it really
this is.
This
is so, by the way, this is so true of any subject matter. They are not expert in it.
There's no clarification from the IRS, and the IRS is completely ambiguous, is the word they just don't know. So I'll take someone like Vegas Matt. Nice
You're
guy.
You're talking about max deductions on winnings.
Yeah. Vegas Matt is a big gaming influencer. He's down at the El Cortez, which those guys don't like me there. The manager there like threw me out one day. He's like, "Oh, we don't like guys like you." He actually told me that. Yeah. Meanwhile, I do know the owner of the whole place, but that doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, I've had lunch with him. I had lunch with him on twice actually. But the manager that runs the place, I was playing a machine. Someone called me in. They couldn't afford to play the certain machine, so I came down there, and this guy got so mad. I won like $1,500. It was, and he got so mad. This guy came over to me and just like, "Yeah, we don't want you guys in here." That's exactly what he said. So, yeah, he's still there, by the way. And I'm sure he's very close to Vegas Matt and stuff. That's fine, but I'm going to tell it like it is, the way I feel. So, and I like Vegas Matt, and I like his guys. I like a couple of his guys. I like a lot. So, like, I want to know, like, Vegas Matt's hitting tons of jackpots right now, and you know, some really big ones. He's up a couple million for the year. From what I see and what I'm told, like, how is he going to be able to write off only 90% of that loss? You're talking, let's say at the end of the year, he has 30 million in signers. Like, if you're paying tax on 27 million or whatever it may be, you know, just to give for an example, I just don't know if you're paying, so that means you're paying tax on 3 million. Is that worth the, there must be some more to this rule. There must be more that I don't know about it. Or my accountant, who's a great gaming accountant, 25 years going to this guy, and it's the first time he's actually perplexed, does not know. And he wrote letters, and he still hasn't gotten an answer from the IRS.
It feels like it's one of these, Derek Stevens does a good job of articulating this too, it feels like it's one of these bits of legislation that everybody's kind of on the same side of, and no one can get together and corral it. It's like this train that no one, it left the station, and no one can find it again. It's really strange.
It's so true.
It's a testimony to how messed up our whole system is also. Bill's got some sports betting thing to talk about on the other side. Let's go. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The clock is ticking on one of the best VSiN Pro offers of the year. This is your final week to get a full year of VSiN Pro. Normally $240, just $199 now. When you sign up now, we'll give you two extra months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day with promo code PRO. You'll get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 live video, plus full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus all our special edition betting guides for every major sport throughout the year. This offer expires after May 31st. Don't wait. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use promo code PRO. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, everybody, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Name of the podcast is Wisecracks with his buddy, John Orlando. He's giving John the business here moments ago about the World Series of Poker stuff. Before we go back into some other casino games thing, we were talking last night about, because you were on last week and you said you made a bet on the Dolphins-Cardinals game. Dolphins-Raiders.
I bet the Raiders.
First week of the season.
Yeah, minus.
You bet the Raiders.
Yep.
And people were giving you some incoming on this.
Well, just someone pointed it out to me that it's the same person that's on Twitter. I mean, the guy never had toys when he was a kid. This is what he does for fun, behind the power of anonymity. And
the courage of anonymity.
The courage, yeah. So he heard me the wrong way, and I guess he didn't realize I said Raiders minus three was my bet. Now, I actually made a personal thing that I wasn't going to give out plays on the show, but you asked me about week one. I just, you know, just telling you what some things I bet. But I don't want to give out a stale line. But I just figured by game time there might be some more threes. The Dolphins are that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually talked about the under 4.5 wins. I didn't bet it. It just seems like it's so easy to win five games in the NFL throughout the year. Maybe towards the end of the year, teams are laying down and playing backups, or even get steal a couple lucky wins throughout the year. But I still do lean that way. So this person misheard me and said, "How do you don't know the quarterback of the Dolphins, and how do you bet on the Dolphins?" Like, first of all,
this gives us a good opportunity to reset what you do.
Yeah, well, I knew the quarterback of it. I just forgot he was the backup for Green Bay. I just couldn't think of his name at that time.
That's right.
But I don't have to know the name of any quarterback on any team because Bill Krakenberger doesn't do the work like I did years ago. Had my own model in the 90s. Me and my partner, power rankings, power ratings, made a lot of money. We didn't build. We actually middled and scalped. And that was actually wrong to do. I know Fez says it's right, and the other guy that's on Twitter, a nice guy, says, but I can't count the money that I gave to sports books in the late 90s, the sharp sports books like Pinnacle, gave all that money to them. I was scalping for them, basically. So, you lay three on a game, it goes to 4.5, and you'd buy back 90% at 4.5. Wrong. Maybe 50%. Maybe Fez I can't think of the other person. I was going to have him on my show actually to buy back. I don't think you buy back 90%. You just keep with the bad line long term, and that is going to be your money. You probably should buy back zero at least back then. Now it's maybe now it's a more efficient market. Both sides can be right. There's a lot of manipulation going on in the markets. So maybe it's a different era. This is 25 plus years ago. So I forgot where I was going. Okay,
you were a scalper.
That's how I built my money up. Yeah, but up until about 2000, up until about 20 years ago.
And you used to originate.
Yes, used to do all the work myself. Now it's wonderful. I don't have to spend 80 hours a week behind five screens. And
ever since I've known you, I've known you for over a decade.
Yeah.
This has been you. Yeah.
Yeah, so now I deal with, let's just put it out there. I deal with the sharpest gambling syndicates in the world. The sharpest guys in the world that beat the numbers, that beat the games, and that win. So that's who I deal with. And when I give out something or say something, which I'm going to make sure, I got to really be cautious of not giving out something. I try to help people, obviously. But it's funny, too. Someone else in the comments said, oh, he never gives out any good stuff. Never gives out any good stuff. You know, it's hard to believe when someone just wins a couple percent. So I'm going to lose 43 out of 100. That's not fun. I know it's not fun. People, 57 out of 100, I could do that.
Dr. Bob and I used to say that all the time. If you say 5 in front of anything, 59, 58, 57, 56, people are so unimpressed.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But over time, over volume, I know what I do. So, but this person, like I said, he's a miserable person, this guy. He's miserable. It's every show. We actually blocked him over on my podcast, and we just blocked him because, you know, but yet he watches everything. No, he's so sick that he watches everything.
Billy,
they're very, very sick people.
And, you know,
I went to go look at the comment because you were asking me about it, and I seen he said, in this video, Crack also says he won $40,000 in 1 year in Survivor. Let's put it in the right context. Crack's associate, sports betting tout Steve Fezzik, bought a piece by taking advantage of a square who was still in the far end of the contest and gave Crack a piece. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Now you're going to go off on Steve. And, you know, Steve has done so well on his own in contests and stuff. This guy, this sick human, very, very sick, needs a lot of help. Gil, you tell me the amount. If he gets a hold of you, I'll pay for his psychiatrist and his psychologist. I will. I swear to God, I will.
But you know what the truth is? People like this, they genuinely would like to have dinner with you.
Yeah, for sure. They're the ones outside taking photos.
They would.
This guy's very, very sick. So anyway, another guy said, if this dude is getting big bets at Hard Rock in Florida, I assure you he ain't winning. The Noles are shutting off dudes that are trying to bet $100 on spread spots on soft lines. Well, I'd like to tell you, Hard Rock is very good to me in Florida. When I go in there, everyone is like, oh, my God, Crack, what are you guys doing? And the bosses there are very good to me. Now, I'm not saying it won't happen. Listen, I was down in Florida last year, came on this program, and gave you guys the tickets that I actually bet down there. Mm-hmm. I think it was Boston to make the playoffs and Minnesota not to. I think that's what it was. Whatever it was. They gave me like $15,000 on each. I won them both. No big deal. Came back in, went to the kiosk and was betting some props on a Super Bowl or whatever it was. And I destroyed them on them and went to the counter and cashed them. And no one said a word to me. Now, I'm not saying something won't happen down the line, but right now they've been very good to me. Maybe because I have a casino credit line. That can come into play too. Mm-hmm. But I think I usually don't use my stats on shows and stuff. They watch VSiN. This is the show they watched. So anyway, I'm not trying to say I'm doing any stealing. for sure. I went down there one weekend and actually lost a couple bucks, but I've had like 4-1 down there on weekends that I've done and won some decent money. So anyway, but I understand people do get, I'm told people get limited on the apps, and I'll never understand that. I'll never understand why places limit you to 10 bucks on apps. And I would, if I'm in the back room, I want to take your bet for 500 bucks and find out what you're on. And just move my line accordingly or overmove my line.
Well, the brick and mortar philosophy, like a place like the South Point, for instance, right? They want you to come into the casino,
yes,
make your bets there. They just want your body in the casino itself,
yes,
thinking you'll spend elsewhere.
Yes.
So that's a philosophy that they have on that.
Yes.
So it's less of a sports betting thing than it is a
sure
sort of more macro philosophy.
Yeah, I showed you a ticket yesterday from South Point. I went there and bet a season win. There, I bet an over on a season win. And when I showed you the ticket, like, I had to wait for Chris to approve that. He was in a meeting and he approved it. That's fine. But
yeah.
So in person, on the app, they're only taking 500 bucks. In person, they're taking 2,000 to 5,000 on regular season wins. So they want you in the building betting over there. And by the way, I put up a little hot dog tweet yesterday.
Yeah.
How can you not have one of the hot dogs there if you're there anyway? I mean, those water dogs, and that's what they are.
Water dogs, yep.
Someone told me they're boiled in beer. I'd never heard that before.
No.
But those water dogs, they're a nice soft bun. It's a great hot dog for a buck and a half.
Let me ask you about this. Slot machines that are still set to lock up at $1,200 instead of $2,000.
I couldn't believe this. I heard this from someone else. Now I heard it from three different people told me this. So the machines are set to $1,200 still. That's the old way it was tax-wise. You get a tax form and you get hand paid, but now it went up to $2,000, 6 months ago or whatever. So now $1,800 just goes around your machine if you get hit something. But I'm hearing some casinos purposely are still leaving the machine setting to $1,200. And now why is that? Well, the tip rate for the slot attendants is down 60, 70, 80%. So most of the jackpots are $2,000, $1,200 to $2,000. That's a lot. That's the wheelhouse for a lot of jackpots. So they're not getting hand pays on them, and the casino employees are very upset. So I'm hearing some of the casinos, maybe someone could tell us, this was this last guy that just told me it was in Florida. He said, listen, my casino in Florida is $1,200. They have to come over and hand pay. They don't take no tax out. You get no tax form, but they still hand pay you, which makes you feel compelled to giving a tip, mm-hmm, 10, 20 bucks, whatever,
right,
it may be.
Right.
So their employees were that upset. And I heard other casinos before this, I was told by two different people. So I don't know. That's kind of an annoyance. Doesn't the casino realize that you're locking up someone on the machine? That's all those minutes that you're not, now you're not playing those minutes. You know, something doesn't make sense to me that they would get so upset. These casinos just care about bottom line for them. They wouldn't care about, they just fire a lot of the slot attendants and because they don't need that position anymore. I can't believe some of the places would still have a $1,200 cutoff. Sounds kind of weird. We don't play no slots though, right?
Nope. No, sir, I do not.
Nothing at all like that.
No. I've walked around a casino with a extremely sharp
advantage
slot
AP?
Player,
AP, no,
who flies in, drives around California, Nevada.
Right.
And he was explaining to me, like,
right,
I probably tuned out within 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Doesn't appeal to my brain.
Yep.
Crack, unscripted. Still to come, more on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets of beating the book. This is from Tony Hernandez. Gil, imagine my surprise when I'm sitting at a slot machine at the Durango, minding my own business, when I look up and see Crack walk by, followed by John Orlando. I made a comment, oh my God, is that Crack? John heard me, said yes it is, and summoned Crack to shake hands and take a picture. Both guys were very nice and accommodating, and I very much appreciated that moment of kindness. We need more people in this crazy world like these two fine gentlemen.
Oh, that's very nice.
Amen, Tony Hernandez. Amen.
Got to be nice to people.
Holy Buckeye, Kirk Chamberlain says, for dice players, you can test any strategy with thousands of sessions and millions of rolls at dicedata.info.
Oh, wow.
On YouTube,
okay.
Dice Data. There you go. It's from the numbers guys. Can you ask Bill, is there any advantage slot play to be had on the phone, or does that only exist in person?
What does that mean on the phone? You mean on an app?
Yeah, on an app, I guess.
I guess there is progressives that go up high enough where it might be an advantage play. I am so cynical, and I'm wrong. I know they're governed by gaming agencies across the country, but you know, to be honest with you, some of these jurisdictions, it's hard to find a gaming agent that knows what 11 to 10 is,
right.
Never mind govern a slot machine payout or the legitimacy of one. So I kind of stay off. I have played casino promotions before online, though, when I lived back east. When I lived back east, there was a lot of different promotions. You send so much money, they'll match it. You have to roll it over so many times. Back in the beginning of this, there were some really great deals, and it was real bankroll building years. I don't know if they have them now, and I don't know if I can trust a lot of far-off places, too. We're talking about the legitimate companies.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to trust an online casino with a local guy or something. And it's not the local guy's fault, but I don't know if that bet's – and you don't know the legalities of, am I placing that bet here in New Jersey? Is it in cyberspace, or is it in Costa Rica or Antigua or something like that? And then you have to make sure that it's a legitimate game. It's a legitimate casino. So I don't know about that. I know, like, I've seen on advertisements that someone at DraftKings won, you know, $1 million on a bonus or something.
Love advertising that.
Yeah. So I see that. And the iGaming, though, is the death of America, no matter where you play. It really is. It's the closet gambling, iGaming, which that means playing blackjack or slot machines or craps or whatever it is. You know, when the kids are sleeping and you're under the covers and, you know, firing your bankroll away. And I know how it starts, too. It starts, let me just try $20 to see what it's like to, you know, a month later calling out of work because you were up till 8 in the morning playing slots trying to get even.
So. JD in Florida. Next time you're in Tampa, Bill, drink on me at the Wawa across from the Hard Rock. There's always a keyboard warrior who would say anything to your face, who wouldn't say anything to your face. Great hours as always, fellas.
Yeah, that's the Tampa Bay, the Tampa Hard Rock. Very nice Hard Rock. I know some people there. They're very good to me there. And like I said, I did say the Wawa across the street wasn't good. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say, you know, it seems like both Wawas, there's one in by Hollywood too. It just seems like not the best, safest areas, but that's where casinos are in general though. So, but yeah, I'll take you up on that, JD. And I'm going to be there. We're supposed to be filming some videos down at Hard Rock, believe it or not, this summer. So maybe I can see you over there.
Todd Bubba Horowitz, our buddy, Bubba Trading, says, win or lose, you guys give great info. I'm a net winner from your info. Remember, you can't fix stupid or jealousy. Great show. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
Chris Heath, I'll never forget when Bill randomly gave out Temple plus 4.5 moments before tip on this show. Early college basketball season, rocking chair winner. And Jack Olequire, Gil heard crack segment on Wisecracks about DraftKings closing at Wrigley Field. Illinois has the absolute worst governor, he says. Pritzker's a trust fund baby, never worked a day in his life, and is now making sports betting in Illinois almost not worth it. If he becomes POTUS, God help us. From Jack Olequire.
And Jack, I don't get political at all. I actually have problems with both sides, and we talked about it at dinner last night.
Yep.
But all I was saying was I can't believe a retail shop closed up like that at Wrigley. But people are saying, just like New Jersey, 90% of the bets are on the apps anyway. That wasn't the reason why they closed. The reason why they closed is because of the shakedown fees that they keep on hitting them with. It was 40% tax, now 10.5%. Now a fee up to 50 cents per ticket. They just, enough was enough. They just closed the retail there. That's all it was. So Evan Klein here said, late registration is a cancer for tournament poker. Operators offer it so they can advertise large guarantees, compromising higher rake and poor tournament structures. ICM is independent chip model. It's equity of tournament chips to cash value with pay jump in ladders. And, you know, for people, other people too, Fez also said, just to let you guys know about the, a huge edge in entering late.
Oh, he just texted this, yes.
Yeah, because they're so much closer to the money. So, by example, 2/3 of the field is eliminated and 1/3 have an average 3 times the average stack. 1/3 have an average 3 times the average stack. However, having 3 guys late enter, each with 10,000 in chips, is way more valuable than 1 guy with 30,000 because you're already getting close to the bubble. Furthermore, you could just be short stack specialist. You don't even have to be good at poker at that point. I never knew because of the poker. That's
Thank
interesting.
You, Thank you, Steve Fezzik.
That really is interesting. That I was thinking, just me being poker square, that coming in so late, you're so at a disadvantage unless you're going to go all in. But yeah, I may play the seniors again now. They lowered it to 50 and plus, so I can do that a couple times. I noticed over the years, and I haven't, but last year I did, and I did well, so I was happy about that. But also Fez said, I like playing 50% back. I think he's referring to the middling and scalping of the numbers there. The 50% is what I said I should have been doing when I was doing 90% back in the day, 80%, 90%. I just don't know if the games move that much anymore like they used to move. They used to really move, but I get a lot of really good information. So there probably is a point where both sides of the bet seem profitable, or else I wouldn't be laying 11 to 10, giving up, you know, 4.5% on the other side of that bet.
Steve also adds, he says, in a nutshell, they should never let someone late enter as the bubble to get paid approaches. He said the most extreme example, imagine if you could late enter 20 minutes before the bubble. You could just late enter, stall, fold for Norbert, and you'd be in the money, guaranteeing a profit. So if it benefits all those guys, it's a zero-sum game. It screws all the other guys.
Wow. So I wonder if Evan Klein, then, he said something like that. Didn't he say compromising higher rate, poor tournament? Okay, so he's saying that it makes the operators, and it can advertise larger guarantees. So the operators don't care. The 20%, by the way, 20.5% on the first, and we're supposed to be, John and I are supposed to be broadcasting from the World Series. Mm-hmm. How sick am I going after the World Series? We're going to be broadcasting from there for like 5 weeks. But if they don't let me, they don't let me. Fine, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good not going there. Yeah. But 20%. You know, Binion's rolling over, and you know, Mr. Binion's rolling over in his grave.
Yeah.
You know, and just to think they sold that, they sold the building across the street, and the World Series for $30 million comes with the building. They just resold it for $550 million. What were we going to say, Gil?
No, I was just going to change the subject because Kelly was driving into work. I was mentioning to you yesterday, for those who listened to the show yesterday, traffic lights were malfunctioning everywhere. Like three sides of a four-way intersection were working, just not one, which happened to be the one in my direction two different times. You had to run red lights. The other thing that goes on in the morning here, are you familiar with the K-pop group BTS?
Now I am. I heard of them now. They're on the front of magazines, and I've seen the stadiums. Ridiculous going driving by it.
They are the largest musical act on planet Earth.
Wow.
K-pop is a massive thing. BTS, of course, is the biggest of all the groups. I think Blackpink as a female group is the biggest female group, but BTS is the biggest group of them all. You've probably heard a couple of their songs too over and over. You just don't know it's them. Anyway, this is Kelly. Do we have this footage? Oh, we don't have it yet.
Okay.
Kelly was driving in though,
right?
Because we had alluded to this earlier. It's like if you didn't know that a musical group was playing at Allegiant Stadium, you'd think you had just entered the apocalypse. The lines of human beings, and we're talking about like down streets, like Dean Martin going, you know, walking under overpasses to get their merch. It is the most bizarre scene at 6 in the
so
morning.
So yesterday here. I was driving to get off by Aria. I went to Carbone last night, and we're driving, and I seen a bunch of people, like a massive line across 15.
Yeah.
That was so they played yesterday?
Watch
obviously.
Watch this video. Okay. Right? They played last night. I think they're tonight. Yeah. This is Kelly driving into work. This is Dean Martin, right?
Wow.
I mean,
they're
this
just
is,
lined up to get into the
think how far
it's
away.
It's not even close to the stadium.
Not even close to the stadium. The stadium will appear here at some point. But this is like, wow, this is just a single file line.
Oh my
look at this,
God.
Under the overpass.
That's unbelievable. Come on.
All the way. These are people waiting for merch. This isn't the concert. This is the middle of the morning. And there's the stadium.
Waiting for merchandise?
Yes.
Look at that line.
Finally there.
That's unbelievable.
Or they're walking back from
getting merchandise. I'm almost 8 pounds out in the heat.
That's amazing. We've never seen this for any musical act ever here.
I read they sold out faster than Metallica, and like they sell more merchandise than AC/DC, which is hard to believe.
Yes.
Come on.
You're hard to believe at BTS?
It's hard to believe BTS is selling more merch than AC/DC. I mean, AC/DC is the biggest.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I didn't see. I haven't seen any BTS shirts.
Come on. AC/DC, they're like 1,000 years old at this point. These are the entire world of kids. That's the third time Kelly and I have seen this week driving into work. It's every morning.
Wow.
Oh, no. This is, trust me.
So these kids are making a fortune. There's kids in the band. Is it a kid band?
It's a boy band, basically.
Boy band.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I'm doing them a disservice saying that.
Yeah.
They're super talented. They choreograph endlessly, you know, practice. It's what an operation.
Wow.
What an operation.
Wow.
Coming back with Crack on a Numbers Game.
A
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Oh no, Gal Gadot is trending. Is she okay? Yeah, she's fine. Thank God. Thank God. We got tweets beating the book. Dell Mind the Gap Radio. As the former voice of Monmouth Park, Meadowlands, and Freehold Racing results on New Jersey's 976 numbers.
I love that.
Crack is one of the most entertaining segments on VSiN.
Oh, you go. Thank you,
Dell
buddy.
Dell Mind the Gap Radio. Ice Goon. When Jay Cohen was at Nellis, thanks to Ken Weitzner, I was allowed to visit Jay. I specifically asked him about online casino gaming and how legit it was. He did not answer, but gave me a look indicating it wasn't as fair and honest as it should be.
Wow. Jay Cohen was the one of the owners of WSEX, World Sports Exchange
back in the
day. And him and his two partners owned it. And I think Madoff got to them, and Madoff lost a lot of their money. Made them go out of business. And one of the guys actually committed suicide, one of the three. But they didn't pay customers, so that was a bad ending for them. They were on 60 Minutes. They were blowing up. They had tons of money.
Couldn't come back to the country.
Jay went to jail. Of course, I was on his side there. I knew Jay. Went to dinner with him a couple times, and unfortunately, they didn't pay everybody. So
yeah, they did not. Warrior 013. I'm just going to say that your hair is once again on point today, Gil. Thank you very much. Also, Crack is the GOAT guest always. I do, by the way. I go out of the shower. A comb never touches my hair.
That's amazing.
I just towel it off, and that's it.
Who was the kid that just walked by us with
Wyatt Tomchek, on the other hand, who makes the Beating the Book podcast happen.
Yeah.
His hair is so gelled.
It's unbelievable.
That you could crack an egg on it.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. His hair is unbelievable. I offered him a large amount of money for his hair. He wouldn't give it to me.
Please don't find Wyatt and crack an egg on his top of his head. Gizzy, 1344. As far as poker goes, you can late enter, but you're normally entering 5 to 6 levels from cashing. So you're buying in closer to cashing, but with 50 to 90% less chips. So you would definitely need to get lucky and hit hands early because the blinds are so high for your small chip stack.
Okay, so he's saying 90% less. Steve is saying one-third less. So that's a big difference. It's probably somewhere in between there, but I thought that you'd have so much less chips, you'd have to be real aggressive with that buy-in. So, haven't done it. But thank you for the comments on this. I'm learning more and more about rebuying.
Patrick Kelly says, I'm thinking Gil and Fezzik should open poker classes for all the BTS kids. That'd be great. Have them learning how to gamble. This is from Steve Stange. I hope I'm pronouncing that all right. He says, always enjoy Crack segment. Please ask him what he thinks is an appropriate tip for a $2,000 payout.
A $2,000 payout.
Payout or play?
Yeah, the slot machines. Yeah. So, in other words, if you're, it matters how much spin you're playing. If I'm playing 10-play, $1 video poker, and I hit $2,000, I'm playing $50 a spin. So, let me be blunt. It's 40 spins. It's not as big as maybe the slot attendant or someone walking around may think, or someone that's watching you from behind. But even if I'm losing money, because you can easily be losing and down money hitting a $2,000 jackpot, you still have to give the slot attendant $20. Now, a lot of people say, oh, 20, oh, you got to give him 100 or 200. That's not the appropriate tip for a slot attendant. They say 1 to 2%, is the right amount. So I'm going to give them the 1% there, 2,000. I'll give them $20. If I'm winning and hit multiple jackpots and have the same slot attendant, I have no problem throwing them 100, though, for sure. Mm. Especially if I know they keep it. Which I don't think they do. I think they have to split it. There's ways to do it, though. If you give them gift cards and stuff. I have tipped gift cards over the years to different people.
I remember you said that many
times.
Yeah,
$25 gift cards Christmas time, used to tip, and they can't split them. But I have to make sure that management first, you can't just go in and give the gift card without management knowing.
You wanted to say something about Carbone, where we were last
night? I just said last night, all the places that we go to eat, or I go to eat to, there's something special about Carbone.
Yes, there is.
It's that good.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we had Nifty there, Sinatra's great story. Sinatra's right-hand man. Nifty, you asked him a good question. He said, what was your title?
Yeah.
I was his valet. He did everything for him. He set up the drinks for him on stage, and he set up, and everything happened. Like he said, Bill, he goes, I always had another suit, another tux, right, the stage for him in case anything happened to the tux. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, yes, the tux ripped a couple times. So we had to change tuxes in the middle of the show. But last night you asked him that. And then we had Gilly Rizzo was Frank Sinatra's best friend. And matter of fact, he's buried right next to him at Palm Springs at the Desert Shore. No, it's Desert. I can't think what it's called there. But anyway, it's right there at I think it's Palm Desert. And Jilly Rizzo's best friend for decades, his son, Willie Rizzo, mm-hmm. who kindly gave us some great mementos from Frank. And he just seen that he suffered a real bad thing at going to an Angel game earlier this year. And he's like, I have no kids. I have a garage full of stuff. He's just started giving me so much stuff. Handkerchiefs signed and different things by Frank that his father gave him. And, you know, if what happens if someone passes away they won't even know what to do. Honestly, it might get thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just comes to the garage. He has no children. He has no family. They just throw it away. They wouldn't know what to do with it. So they were at dinner last night. And I love the stories. I'm a big ball buster, though. I do go after them guys a lot.
I kill Nifty all the time. Nifty.
A perfect example, last night, look what we did. We ordered some nice pasta, you and I.
Yeah.
Gil and I ordered pasta. You ordered a nice angel hair pasta. Very small dish, I thought, to be honest with you.
I wanted small last
You wanted
night.
It small. Yeah. And I ordered their spicy rigatoni, which I think is great. Mm. And, you know, then you got Nifty and Willie ordered 400 and fish. That's okay. It's not a big deal. Prepared tableside. I get it. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm paying. Don't worry. It's all right. And keep on ordering. It's fine, guys. I had to torture him, though, over it.
You bust on Nifty all the time. We have to get Nifty in here. Nifty's last name again?
Victorson.
Nifty Victorson. Nifty is not his birth name. It's
Tom Larry. Jones gave him that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name. Larry's his name.
And what was the story? Why he gave him the name Nifty? Do you remember?
There was too many Larrys. He said, if I don't want your name, is Nifty.
And no. He asked him some question.
Oh, he did?
About how he was feeling or something like that.
Oh, he said Nifty.
And he goes, kind of Nifty. So he was Nifty from then
on. His dad said Nifty a lot, word. So that's Tom Jones. He worked for Tom Jones for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And he loved Tom Jones.
But I can't thank you enough because for me, it's this, and for you too, I guess, but for me especially, what an experience to be out here and get to just sit at dinner and listen to their stories.
Unbelievable stories.
Because, you know, we're not going to have, I said this about guys in sports betting, right? All of the legend, Roxy Roxborough, Chrissy, my Mishpoka. I mean, we're all getting older, right?
Like, right.
This is not going to be, people aren't going to be able to tell these stories forever.
Yes.
And so just hearing his, we got to get Nifty in here. I know you keep breaking this.
No, we'll get him here in the summer. We'll get him here on air because he has some great stories. We're going to save two of the stories just for on air.
Yes, we will.
But like, you know, he's in Monte Carlo performing for Prince Rainier and Grace Kelly.
Frank is.
Yeah. And Nifty's with him. And he was in there performing and... when the show was over and Frank goes up to his beautiful room, it's a great hotel in Monte Carlo, and he calls up Nifty and says, Nifty, come on upstairs. We'll get something to eat together. He lied to him. I said, what do you mean you lied to him? He says, Bill, 15 years, and we're Frank every day. I wanted to go sightseeing. I was in Monte Carlo. I said, you lied to Frank Sinatra? You don't want to hang out?
But
I ate with him all the time up in the room. You know, like,
but that's true of anything in life, right? Like if, you know, if Halle Berry was your girlfriend after a year of being with Halle Berry, you might be like, I'd rather just watch a movie today. You know, I'm just saying that's just the human condition, right? Where even though it's Frank Sinatra, after 15 years of that, you may not want to be on his beck and call at every moment. You know?
I like how he's a good guy. I bust chops all the time. I like that. These guys can take it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
You know, but they're great guys. And I have some great, you know, unbelievable Sinatra stuff now. In my house and you know, that they gave me, that they both gave me, that I have that, you know, honestly, it might have. When I hear Jilly's son, Willie, saying to me, I don't know what would happen to this stuff, and I see this, he just gave me three paintings.
Oh, man.
That were like Sammy Davis, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, beautiful paintings. And he's like, Bill, I don't know what would happen to these if these were painted for him, for Frank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, we'll get Nifty on here.
Yeah,
we'll get him because he'll tell some stories. It's pretty amazing stories. Johnny Vegas on Twitter, in reference to tipping on jackpots, people tend to forget the tips the slot attendants get when players are down, yet are still generous in tip. People always want a dispute amount on a jackpot, but don't think about this angle.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting, though. All right. Well, I mean, you know, there's certain situations, too, for me in life that I think differently about different casinos and different. Right now, I'm going through that with Westgate, to be honest with you. Westgate, I don't know what's happening over at Westgate right now, so I don't want to even comment. There was a comment now on one of these people commented and said, I would appreciate info you could share on Westgate dated wagers. I don't know what's going to happen to your bets, sir. I bet week one in the NFL, Caesars will be taking over the book by then, but I'm going to be on the Westgate app. I guess, of course, they're going to honor those bets, but I don't know about your baseball futures that settle late September, how Westgate's planning on dealing with situations like this. I don't have the answers for that. And I've tried to ask a little bit, but it's interesting that I try to get everything I can in now at Westgate because I know it's not going to be that way with Caesars, I don't think. Even though Tillman Fertitta this morning took over Caesars.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually know Tillman. That doesn't mean anything, though. It doesn't mean I'm going to get
Remember, was that after the pandemic, what was that mess where, like, people couldn't get money out of their accounts for months?
Yeah, that did happen.
Was that the pandemic?
You're right. You're right. Only so much we're allowed to withdraw or even took too long.
Anyway,
you're right.
All that stuff will be worked out. It'll just take time.
It'll work out. Yeah, it'll work out for sure.
Yeah. Billy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for listening, watching.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast he does with John Orlando. Available where you get all podcasts. We've done all we can do. Prop Points next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.